let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. When Buster the dog barks early in the morning, it wakes up Captain Randy Miller, who lives just three houses down the street. Everyone is saddened at the news that Buster has been kidnapped. Everyone gets busy looking for clues and putting up posters. Even four boys who are good friends, they try their hand at being junior crime detectives. Will the boys find anything? Maybe Randy Miller will find something. The cops can't find any leads. The lost dog posters don't seem to be helping much. Does anybody know where Buster went? Will the cops catch the kidnapper? Nobody knows where to look. That's the storyline in the entertaining new mystery novel, The Big Dog Caper, from Blake Nelson. Blake was born in Minnesota, the oldest of two children, grew up in the Minneapolis metropolitan area, a born storyteller, entertaining friends with his campfire stories. The Big Dog Caper is his first novel. He hopes you love reading The Big Dog Caper as much as he loved writing it. And author Blake Nelson joining us on This Week in America. Blake, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
I love the imagination you have in this book, and we want to talk about that during the course of the program. Didn't want to give away too much of your background. You're a born storyteller, but I understand that's sort of where this idea came from. Talk about the inspiration for writing The Big Dog Caper.
Oh, gosh. I guess it all kind of started one day some years ago. I kind of had an idea of writing a novel. I never really wanted to at first. And then all of a sudden I thought, well, the sentence just keep popping in my mind. A dog barks at 4:30 in the morning. And all of a sudden I had this vision of this guy waking up and wanting to see what all the noise was about. And I thought, I got to see how this turns out. I got to go down and sit down and write it.
Well, and so the result is the Big Dog Caper. It's an entertaining story when you would tell it to the kids at the campfire, and a great story on paper. I mentioned Captain Randy Miller. You've got the four friends in there. Talk about some of the characters in the book and possibly one of your favorites.
One of my favorites was Tyler Hansen. He seems to be, he's like nine, and he's kind of like a little bit funny yet kind of girl shy at the same time, and I really did. I really loved developing that character the most. He was one of my favorite characters to develop into.
When you sit down and put the idea together for the book, you had the initial idea of the dog barking in the night. When you develop the characters in the beginning, do you fully develop them, or do you sort of let them evolve as you're telling the story, as you're writing it?
They evolved as I wrote the story.
It's interesting. So it's not like, okay, I've got him fully developed. I'm going to stick to this. In the case of the character went where you thought the character should go as you were writing. That's interesting. Now, take that just a step further. Do you have a strict outline when you get started? Or again, is it sort of like the flow that the story's taking you?
I would say I started out mostly with the general outline, and then all of a sudden other ideas would pop up out of the blue. I could be in the middle of just about doing anything, and all of a sudden I thought, oh, that's a great idea. I should put that in there somehow.
Yes. Blake Nelson, our guest on the program, author of the book, The Big Dog Caper. You'll find the book at stratton-press.com, their book section. Wherever books are sold, go to our website. You can link on directly, get information on Blake's book. Is there any particular age group, target audience that you were looking at it in writing this? Because it seems to cross all types of demographic groups.
Yes, it does. And I did actually have a guideline that I set for myself. As I got into it, I thought, I got to have some kind of a guideline. So what I used is, hypothetically speaking, if they were to make a movie out of it, I said I wanted to stick with a G rating type of a movie, and that's what the guideline I used.
Interesting. So often you hear this book in this particular category, and it sort of limits it because this book has broad appeal, The Big Dog Caper by Blake Nelson, and certainly in that G category that you can have around the house and be entertained and not have to worry about getting into the wrong hands with the kids. We talked about the characters and developing the characters. How about some of the chapters? Did you have some of those that were particularly entertaining for you as the author to write those?
Yes, one of my most favorite chapters, I would say, was chapter 5. That's where the four boys, there's two sets of brothers, actually, come together, and they want to do their own investigating. And that really gets very interesting, including one of them, Tyler, puts on like a Sherlock Holmes type of a disguise on. And that's where I had a lot of fun with Tyler, really.
You know, you do such an excellent job in writing. I mentioned this was the first novel. Are you working on something now? And these characters are endearing characters. I see possibilities for those characters to be continued. What are your plans for future books?
Yes. Someone actually suggested I do a sequel to The Big Dog Caper.
Yes.
That's been kind of put on the back burner, but yes, I probably might write a sequel to it. And as well as I came up with an idea about a 40s era gangster kind of a guy that has a really bad speech impediment that I think would be a kind of interesting idea that I came up with not too long ago.
Interesting. The Mind of an Author. Blake Nelson is our guest. The book is The Big Dog Caper. You'll find it at stratton-press.com in the bookstore. It's available the usual places. You can go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly to Stratton Press and get information there. The book it touches a number of emotions. It's a story. There's humor in it. Talk about one that maybe your favorite funny incident that happens in the story, something that will have us chuckling as we're reading The Big Dog Caper.
Oh, yes. I don't want to give away. It's in chapter 8, I believe, and I don't want to give away too much of it to the readers, but your listeners. But there's a funny incident where this boy that lives across the street from the Hansons, he's kind of like a bully, and he wants to join this treehouse club. And well, what it comes down to at the end is he has a little incident where about a quarter pint of tartar sauce gets dumped on his head.
Interesting.
So you kind of have to read the story to understand where that's coming from, but a little something humor-wise they put into it.
Just a little glimpse of what you'll find in the book, The Big Dog Caper. That's why I asked Blake to explain it. You don't want to give away too much, but enough you know that, okay, this is a cute book. You'll have some smiles as you're reading this story. Story is set in Deerfield, Illinois. Why that location?
Yes, one of the main characters, Captain Randy Miller, I pictured him right away early in the story as being an airline pilot in Chicago, and I wanted to find a suburb of Chicago, so I turned on to Google Maps and looked around the area, and I saw Deerfield. I thought that had such a nice ring to it.
Yes.
So that's what I went with.
And it's close to O'Hare or Midway, so it makes perfect sense for somebody that's an airline captain to be that close to a major airport. You got the dog. The dog is kidnapped. Now you have to figure out what kind of dog it is that's going to get kidnapped. You ended up with a German Shepherd. How did you pick the dog?
I looked at several images online also, much like I did finding Deerfield, and I thought of all kinds of, like the Great Dane and a bunch of other big dogs, breeds of dogs, and I came across a German Shepherd. And one picture I saw of a German Shepherd, I looked at it and thought, that is Buster. And that's where I went with going with a German Shepherd.
The Big Dog Caper, Blake Nelson, our guest and the author of the book, stratton-press.com. What are the locations to get information and to buy the book? It's always interesting, the ending of the book. And I'm fascinated by asking authors if this really is the ending you had in mind, or by the time you got all the way there, you made some revisions along the way. Is the ending of The Big Dog Caper what you thought it was going to be, what you planned for?
No, actually not. I was originally going to have the crime solved by Captain Randy Miller. And as I got further and further into it, I thought, oh my God, what a mind blower. How funny it would be if all of a sudden this other character solved it instead. And I don't want to give it away too much, but I kind of picked like a very unlikely person to solve the crime.
Well, and you can find out by reading The Big Dog Caper yourself by Blake Nelson, available at stratton-press.com and the usual places. When you write a book, is there any particular character that you can relate to? Was there anyone that you you really like? I could be this character that I'm writing about.
Oh, gosh. there were so many characters I like. I mean, apart from how funny I made Tyler be, in a way, I kind of like the seriousness of Captain Randy Miller, because he was like the hard-nosed kind of guy, good father kind of character.
Yes. What has this whole experience been like in writing this book? You've always been the storyteller, and now you've got the book. You've decided you're going to write your novel. It's out there. People are reading it. You're getting great feedback. What's this whole experience been like for you? Has it been what you thought it was going to be?
Not entirely. It had its ups and downs with it, like as in anything else.
Yes.
But in the whole of it all, in the way the book turned out, though, I was quite pleased with the way it turned out. And again, like I stated earlier, I think it was in the you stated it earlier when you read on the back of the book about the author. I really do hope that the people enjoy reading as much as I enjoyed writing, because it was so much fun to write.
Well, and I get that impression as you talk about it, that this is still something, even though it's off to press and it's available in book form now and people can enjoy it, so you're sort of done with it up to that point, except talking about it, and I can see the passion, hear the passion in your voice as you're going about talking about the story. I mentioned the background in doing the storytelling. Does that help you as a writer? And by that, I mean you're telling stories, you get to see immediately the reaction, so you have some idea, okay, maybe if I take a story this way, I can get this type of response. Did that help any in making you a better writer, the fact that you told your story and you got that immediate response, almost like a test marketing group that you're working with?
Yes, it definitely was. I have a friend that has a lake cabin, and every so often this summer we go up there and I'll build up a campfire and I'll sit around a bunch of people and tell a few stories and get some laughs, and sometimes some of the others around me will contribute to the story and all kinds of ideas about telling stories developed out of that experience, I would have to say.
Yeah, Blake Nelson with us. A couple of minutes left in the program, author of the book The Big Dog Caper. That's the book is available now at stratton-press.com. Talk a little bit about some of the influences you had as a child. Were you a big reader as a child?
Not much of a big reader. I mean, I did enjoy, a lot of, interesting books, during my lifetime. Offhand, nothing's really coming to my mind. Like Mark Twain type stories to enjoy back when I was little, but that was back then. But yeah, I enjoyed a few books here and there that I just absolutely had to read them,
Well, it's interesting now because there will be people that will be growing up reading Blake Nelson books in particular, this one, The Big Dog Caper. That's sort of interesting, isn't it, that you'll have some kids that'll be they'll think, this could be fun. I like the story. I would like to be an author. I like what Blake does with the book. It's the Big Dog Caper. Before I run out of time, you'd mentioned before the fact that maybe movie, TV, something like that. This is very visual. Is there any talk of doing something with this in terms of a movie or a TV show?
Talk had came up my way towards it a little bit. We never finalized a deal on it yet, but it had been brought to my attention, and I'm actually keeping an open mind to that idea. And I'll certainly, if anything does come my way, I will certainly listen to anybody who wants to do a deal on that, you know.
And I can see that, as again, you're a very vivid writer, so which is one of the pleasures in reading The Big Dog Caper. It jumps off the page, and you can actually visualize it as you're doing that. What has this been like personally with family and friends? And Blake's an author. He's used to tell stories, and now, look, he's carrying around a book that's got his name on the cover. It's his actual story. What's it been like with family and friends?
Mostly with some of my friends. I've had some friends, I showed them the book, and they go, "Well, I can't believe you. How did you do that?" And they had all kinds of questions. How do you go around doing such a thing like that? How do you find something that will publish it? All the questions that kept coming up. But it was certainly, if that's the response I got from close friends, I can only imagine if I should bump into someone who's actually read the book, you know, that I don't even know, and he said, "I did a book report on it."
Now, or how cool would that be? How cool would that be? That the book, you've done such an excellent job with this and working on some others, and we will stay in touch and love to have you back. Would love to see a sequel to this. You've created some great characters that would be fun to watch them sort of evolve, mature, grow up, and be fun to watch them in your books. The book is The Big Dog Caper. The author is Blake Nelson. Books available at the usual places, including Stratton-Press.com in their book section. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll direct you to Stratton Press, and you'll be able to get information and buy a copy of Blake's book. Blake, it's been a pleasure. Congratulations on the success with The Big Dog Caper, and thank you for spending some time with us.
Well, thank you, Rick.
It has been a pleasure. Blake Nelson, our guest, The Big Dog Caper, book available at Stratton-Press.com. And, of course, information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.